views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Deborah Lee. Here you are listening to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm sitting here with my wonderful intuitive co-host, Daryl, the Hubster. And today, I think we have a pretty exciting and interesting show for everyone.
Yeah, we do.
Achieving our most cherished hopes, wishes, and dreams.
Yes, we do. That's very exciting this week.
However, before we get to that, it's important to Daryl and I that we take a moment here and reflect on today being 9/11, that day 14 years ago when the planes hit the World Trade Center, when the Pentagon was struck by plane. I mean, everybody remembers that day, and we'd like to just take a moment here to reflect on it, on all that has happened in our lives in the years since, and how much we as people, as a nation, as a culture have changed. I feel so much for the better ever since. So those lives to me were not lost in vain. And Daryl, I know you had a little something to say.
Yeah. To all the brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, sons and daughters that met their ultimate fate that day, fair winds and falling seas, my friends.
Oh, boy. Got me choked up too, Daryl.
Yeah.
But I think as long as we remember and we keep these people in our lives and in our hearts,
and never forget.
And never forget, then they too will be able to go through life with us and always be a part of us.
Yep.
So with that, I think today's topic is relevant and apropos in the sense that achieving our most cherished hopes, wishes, and dreams, I do feel that some of those, quite a few perhaps, in the World Trade Center, at the Pentagon that day, on those planes, they were enjoying their own cherished hopes, wishes, and dreams. And it's my belief that many of them were working in the occupations, they had the families. You know, these folks had that joy and that happiness in their lives. So, first of all, can we honestly have anything we want in life? Well, now remember, I'm going to be speaking from my experience of 30 plus years working with personal prophecy, the method I use to perceive the future from an ordinary deck of playing cards. It's been my experience that in most instances, yes, absolutely, we can have just about anything we want in life. However, whether we can attain it or not has a lot to do with potential. Potential for reality in readings is extremely important. It enables us to bring into clear focus what is absolutely attainable within the framework of our lives. For instance, many years ago, I was an amateur freelance writer, having gotten lucky with a few stories that got published back in those days. Then I saw an ad in the paper seeking someone interested in column writing. No experience was required. My cards indicated a very strong potential for me to not only land the job, but to also become very successful as a columnist, leading to winning writing awards and gaining quite a bit of notoriety. Now, bear in mind, I had never written a column before. I had absolutely no idea how to write one, but my cards were shining a light on the path, and they said, oh, this is going to be huge, and urged me to proceed. I did. I got the job, and
proceeded on to win awards.
yes, thank you. Because I had the insights of the cards to guide me in that particular situation, one door opened after another, and I had great success in that occupation for 12 years. Now, think of instances in your own life where such guidance concerning potential would enable you to navigate your life with better decision-making, knowing that it is well within your grasp intuitively to achieve a cherished wish, hope, or dream. Daryl, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
For instance, how about in the career aspect of your lives? Would you honestly be doing what you're doing now if you knew you had the potential to fulfill a dream in the way of a livelihood? How about in your love life? Imagine the possibilities. No, the probabilities. If you had that kind of insight about your relationships, about the partners you've chosen, or what might have been. And the thing is, it starts with attitude. First, finding a place of peace, turning inward and allowing your inner self to speak to you about what you really need in the way of meaningful happiness. I believe we're meant to be happy in this life. We're meant to achieve goals and find love and learn the meaning of joy. When we can't or aren't able to do that, the next best thing is turning to the inside of a personal prophecy reading. I know that sounds like a commercial, but truthfully, these readings are astounding in the amount of clarity and the true potential that exists for us in terms of our lives. The thing is, before you even begin, we all have to think, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I always begin my own manifesting sessions with expressions of gratitude for what I already have in the way of abundance. My great family, my health, my home, my work, my wonderful friends and coworkers, and all of you who are listening right now through the radio. I am very grateful for these things. I really do feel that it has to start from a place of gratitude, Daryl.
Yeah, I agree.
For consider, if you don't appreciate what you have right now, how will you be able to appreciate more in the way of abundance that the universe would have to offer us? I don't know how you could. So it's got to start with that one simple step.
I know for me, on all the things you've said already, but I'm going to add one to that. I'm grateful for being able to be up walking around and breathing again.
Exactly. And for many, cancer, having a stroke, other life-threatening conditions can be a real wake-up call. And those of us that know you watched you very nobly. I mean, because it was not an easy road. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I agree with you. But then look at all that's happened to you since.
Very great amount of stuff has happened since then.
So let's just look at this right here for a moment about how this method of being able to perceive the future just using ordinary playing cards as your focal point for intuitive perception, it becomes tools that help us literally define and shape a life. For instance, if you're going down a faulty path, you'll perceive it in those readings. Wishing for something that just plain isn't good for you, it will be in your cards. The cards will flat out tell you what you are wishing for is not a good wish. And boy, many times I have seen that. And by the same token, your readings will inspire you to, yes, answer that special calling. That's something that is in your spirit so deep that you can taste it. And I feel that if you take a look at the many musicians who are out there, or artists, or singers, or writers, you've got people in all walks of life, doctors, engineers, but some of them really had to want it so bad they could taste it. And that, to me, is manifestation in its most purest form. We have a break coming up here, and we have a caller already waiting in the wings, I believe.
Yes, we do.
So what I was thinking is, how about if we just talk for a couple more minutes, and we'll take the caller when we come right back from break. Okay. Others, please call in. We'll give readings today on any topic that you choose. It doesn't have to be about cherished hopes, wishes, or dreams.
And the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819.
A little later on, I think it's going to be the third segment, we're going to do an actual empowering visualization that I have found to be just incredibly helpful as we achieve our most cherished hopes, wishes, and dreams.
All right, let's roll into a break here. We'll be right back with our first caller, Lisa, and we'll talk to you here in a few minutes.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee, my wonderful and precious wife. This is Daryl. So, welcome back. Let's go to our first caller, Deb.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, let's go to Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Lisa. Lisa.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm calling in to ask a question because I can't really call it a relationship, but it might be a relationship with a boy who I thought I would hear from this week and haven't. And so I guess my question is, where is this relationship going?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh, awesome question.
Yes. All right. You'll have to give me a second now while I get these cards all warmed up for you.
So tell us more.
Now, while you're doing that, I'll tell you he works for the military. And he is younger than I am, and we've known each other about 2.5 months now.
Okay, so you've been seeing each other just a short amount of time.
Short amount of time.
Okay. Where would you like this relationship to go?
I like this one. I like this one. I guess I don't really know where he stands. It seems like he says things, but then his actions seem to say something else.
Okay. So you're thinking he's a little conflicted and giving mixed signals?
Maybe. I thought he said he was going to call me this week, but I never heard from him.
Uh-huh.
You know, actually, Lisa, the things are stacking up in your cards. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Lisa?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. The way things are looking in the cards is that he actually, I feel, is off on another little assignment. And it wouldn't have been real easy for him to speak with you anyway. But you will be seeing him sooner than you expect to. You're going to be hearing from him. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised before the weekend is even half over, you'll hear from him. But he isn't going to be able to tell you very much. He may have a pretty lame excuse. I really hope that you would just trust and rely that he can't tell you everything that he, you know, is involved in. He's got one of those secret type of jobs.
Yeah, he's mentioned something like that in the past.
As for where this relationship is going, I feel both of you are proceeding so cautiously that it's taking a snail's pace as far as progress. But, you know, I think that works really well for both of you, because here you are in a relationship, and it is a relationship. You're in a relationship where there's many question marks still. You're not quite sure where you want it to go. And also, he's in a situation where he never bargained to care for anybody at this point in his life. He's very compartmentalized as far as his career goes. And you don't have a box to fit in. And it's got him, very unsure of himself. But it's not about being unsure about you. I believe he's very much in love with you. I do feel that this relationship holds all the right potential to really heat up through the coming months, and particularly by the holidays. So I hope you're prepared.
So I should not give throw in the towel yet. I should just keep riding my turtle forward.
I like that. Yes.
Very much so.
Yes, keep riding your turtle. You know what? He's worth it. He really is. And I think he's going to greatly surprise you in the coming weeks. And you know what's so interesting about this relationship that the two of you share is that it is wrapped in such mystery, and yet it holds these magical moments when they are together. Mm-hmm. So I feel that you should really try and enjoy this. These are going to turn out to be some of your most memorable moments that you share with this man.
Yes. Oh, okay, I'll hang in there.
Just a tiny little side insight here for you. I'm seeing potential for you to greatly increase your income within the next several weeks to a few months.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I thought you'd like to
do that.
Yes. Yes.
Who doesn't need that today?
So have faith. He's worth it. You're going to hear from him. And when the two of you see each other, it's going to be spontaneous combustion.
Woo! Well, I am looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Thanks so
much.
Well,
you know, I will have to give you a follow-up phone call next time you're on the air.
Yep.
Love to follow your show. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
You know, that's one thing that's just so incredible about these readings is they can really confirm and enforce our feelings, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They can make us...
Tells you how it is. You know, it tells you how you're feeling. Tells you what's going on.
Well, and personal prophecy is a unique, dynamic, extremely down-to-earth method where it was able to speak to her on this level of where their relationship really is at. What it also is capable of doing is perceiving our lives as far away as the distant future and as close to us as the next moment.
Yeah.
Now that is pretty amazing. I mean, yeah. Even after all these years, I am still blown away by the insights I'm able to grasp from this method. And remember, I'm not any more special or any more gifted than anybody else out there, which I have seen time and again when I teach personal prophecy to others. This is a way for them to have their eyes opened on an intuitive level.
Right.
It's as if you see the world through new eyes and a lot more of the potential that truly exists for our lives. Had you told me 20 years ago I would be sitting in this beautiful office in Virginia Beach, that I would be sitting with you and speaking on the radio, I would have laughed like crazy. Because there was absolutely no thought or idea in my mind that something like this could ever happen. So, with that in mind, I think we should go to our next caller.
Let's go to Jackie from New York.
Yeah. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going through a lot of changes right now, and I want to see what you... advice you have for me in terms of family, career, love.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, right now, where are you in your heart? Where are you?
I kind of going through a breakup. I'm going through situations with a will. My dad passed away, and career change.
Okay. So you've had a little bit of a rough patch here lately.
Yeah. I can hear it in her voice.
Oh, yeah. Again, too.
Yeah, and health issues, too, that I'm trying to figure out. So juggling a lot of things.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a personal theory that has been backed up by these cards a million times. I call this my fade to black theory. That when things could not possibly seem to get any worse than they are right now, and it seems as if your life is fading to black, that's when it holds the most potential for something amazing and wonderful to happen.
Yeah, they do. We've seen it so many times with so many different people that it keeps proving itself over and over again.
It really does. It really does. So I think that as she has, you know, endured these hurdles that she's had to jump, that it's only leading her toward that.
Yeah, actually, when my former boyfriend left, good things started happening in my life. So I'm not really concerned as much about love, although I do want to get married and find that. I'm more concerned about if I'm going to move or career job out of New York, and also whether I can trust my brother in terms of the whole will situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first off, I want you to know that, yes, I am perceiving a move for you, but it's not that far. And it's actually going to be a very nice beginning again moment for her.
Right.
A new start. And I feel this is coming to you really soon, 3 to 6 months from now, if not possibly sooner. But it's in the offing for you. It's definitely on its way. And I feel that you're going to embrace this move. You will love it. Absolutely love it.
Is it going to be like in California or in the mountains? Like, what do you think it's going
to
be?
Well, Jackie, where would you like to go? Let's look at that first. Where do you want to go?
Someplace with more nature, New York City and less stress. But I mean, you know, I just want change.
Okay.
Well, and change is a wonderful, powerful tool in our lives. So what I want you to do is I want you to envision, we're going to do a really nice visualization in a little while, but for right now, I want you to envision for yourself that place that holds her passion, that is where brings her closer to nature,
right,
where she will take a big breath of fresh air. And I'm feeling mountains, Jackie.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Are you too?
Yeah.
Mountains and, oh, getting up every day and being so happy to go to work, get busy. Brand new.
Sorry, that's the one.
They're coming for you.
The ambulances of New York.
Now, you said you have a situation with your brother.
Yeah, and it's really hard because I want to trust that they have my best interest, but I feel in my gut that I'm not sure one of them does and one of them doesn't, or both of them don't.
Is this is a struggle over a will?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're going to catch more... How do they put it? Bees with honey than with vinegar?
Yes.
I'm seeing that if you project yourself to your family members as being... Oh, should we hold pause right here?
Yeah, we can.
Hang on, Jackie. We have to take a break.
And we'll get right back to you here in a few minutes, okay?
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm here with my esteemed intuitive co-host, Daryl.
Hi, welcome back. All right, let's get back to Jackie.
Yes, Jackie. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Jackie. Thanks. We took the break to contemplate your cards a little bit further, and we have some important insight to share with you here. And we have to kind of make
Thank
it a little
so
fast
much.
Because we have someone else waiting to get with us before we're done today.
Absolutely.
So, Daryl, take it away.
Well, what we see, Jackie, is this is all going to work out in your favor.
Very much so.
Just try to be receptive to what they're saying and
be a team player.
Be a team player. Try not to throw more fuel on the fire.
Right, because I see that it's a highly volatile situation. And the best thing you can do is try to subdue some, what is it in the military? Lay a little.
Suppress a fire.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Just...
And we don't mean to make light of it, but the truth is there's a nice windfall in all of this for you. I do feel that what you are hoping for, you will achieve. And speaking of achieve, she is looking or seeking change right now.
Right.
There's change with the relationship, with work, and with her surroundings.
Right.
We have a little exercise for you, Jackie. We would like you to get a brand new deck of cards. We don't want any cards that are holding the energies of those who have played games with them or anything like that. So brand new deck, doesn't have to be expensive. We want you to pull out the 10 of hearts, 9 of hearts, and the 2 of hearts.
Yep.
And what this is called is the 10-2-9 exercise. 10 of hearts symbolizes true, genuine, lasting love and happiness. The 9 of hearts is a card of all hopes, wishes, and dreams. And the 2 of hearts is wishes and dreams and hopes realized, ambitions fulfilled.
Yep. It's everything.
It's everything, like he said. And what you do is put this, well, one of my clients, she puts it on her bathroom mirror where she can see it as she's getting ready in the morning. You can carry it in your purse. You can put them by your computer, whatever resonates for you. And this is your manifesting jumping off point.
Yes.
When you look at them, you want to think of all good things, everything that you hope and wish for, and characterize it as coming as symbolized through those 3 cards. 10-2-9. Okay?
Yep. Thank you. Yeah.
Please check in again with us. We'd love to talk to you more next time, all right? And good luck to you.
Do you think I should get a lawyer? That's my last question.
Oh, to get a lawyer? I'm not necessarily seeing that you need to at this point. But in terms of legal advice, I have to refrain.
Yeah.
If you feel it would be worthwhile, then that would be what you should do. But I'm not necessarily
seeing the need for it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Let's go to Brian, who's also from New York.
Yeah, okay.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. Your microphone just, I can't hear you so well.
Really?
Okay. Is this better?
There we go. Okay. Hi, Deb, it's Brian. You remember me. I'm friends of Lisa.
Oh, hey, okay. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you. Yay!
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 Well, what can we do for you today, hon?
Say it again?
What can we do for you? What would you like us to look at the cards for you?
Okay, so I'm up in New York, and I am aggressively looking for a new apartment. Because I'm about to have surgery, I think, in about 2 or 3 weeks on I dislocated my clavicle, so I have to have surgery to put it back in. And okay. I feel like I need to be back in New York City, and I want to see how the cards are looking at that. I feel this is a place where I need to land for a bit, and feel that the right place is just going to, I'm going to land. So that's what I want to kind of talk to both of you about and see what's in store.
Okay. So you're looking for an apartment in the city or outside of the city?
I think I'd like to be in Manhattan, but I could also be in one of the suburbs. I'm not sure if it's going to be with other roommates or if I'm going to be by myself. I'm kind of looking at both situations.
Right.
Money is sort of a factor at this point in that decision. But I feel like I need to be back in the city to get this next part of my career going and this transformation.
And Brian, that desire that you feel, that's your intuitiveness speaking to you. And the fact that you are responding to it is going to turn out to be the equivalent of the yellow brick road for you. Yes, absolutely, hon. You need to be in New York City. That's where his energy is really going to come to life. It's as if we're going to be plugging you into an outlet and all your lights are going on. And the thing is, though, as far as a place to live, your situation looks a little dismal. Mm. You may have to select something starting out that is a bit less than what you'd want, but it will definitely improve. Right now, though, it depends on the amount of time you have, your financial situation, and the fact that it's not cheap to to be able to live there. But you,
of course, find
your own little cracker box, hon. There, it's out there. And like I said, I feel you'll be moving up from there, from that point.
No, absolutely. And that does not scare me at all. I actually look forward to the challenge because I want to make this happen. I feel like it is my destiny at this point. And it, without a bit of struggle, then I'm not going to really appreciate all that's about to come. So it's a part of the process.
Also, I want you to know that there is romantic prospects like crazy in your cards. You are going to be able to finally put the past to bed, you might say. It's finally going to be behind you. And that is coming
great. And
very soon.
And hop into another bed. Perfect.
Then I'm seeing opportunities for not only just a good, solid, committed relationship, but I'm perceiving marriage here. Marriage. And
wow.
It will be a good one.
Do you feel like so New York is where I need to be? I keep telling myself this.
Yes, absolutely. The struggle in the beginning is going to be so worth it. In fact, it'll be a memory you look back on and have to laugh about, you know, in the future, looking back. But I don't think it's going to be that destitute for you.
No. May I ask you along the lines of this question?
Sure.
I am looking at this surgery coming up. And feel like I've gone to have a couple opinions from different doctors and feel like this is the route that I need to do. And could we do just a quick little reading on that surgery? I feel like this is a part of what is the transformation is having this.
I agree with you on that, too.
Yes.
Wow, you're very insightful today, Brian.
time I saw you, you tuned me in to my life, and I can't thank you enough for that. You really helped me attain parts of me that just have been turned off for a bit, and you helped me reactivate them. So I thank you on a daily basis.
You just made my whole week. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I would like you to know that I think surgery is imperative, but what you should do in getting these opinions, go with the person, let's call it Occam's razor here. If all things are equal, pick the simplest solution, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
And
the surgeon I have
on all of this. Because if you don't get this taken care of now, I see a developing chronic situation over that injury. And that could be detrimental to your future in terms of your career.
No, absolutely.
Okay,
oh, good.
So go.
Well, thank you. I don't know. Do you have someone else in line, or is there any more time?
We're coming up on a break here soon. So do you have a quick question for me?
A quick question. Just how careers is transforming, how that's evolving a bit.
Well, my perception is that you are very much like within a cocoon stage right now, and it isn't you. I might have told you this before. It isn't you who's stuck. It's that the environment around you, the people, the situations, those that are coming forward with projects for you, there must be, they need to evolve a bit more before you and they will connect. But it's very clear you're moving in that direction. I see you getting more work than you could even possibly handle, especially in the next year.
Okay.
And lots of love, Brian. Lots of love.
I'm ready.
Oh, you are. I can see it. Your hair is on fire. And wait till you see what these prospects have in store for you.
Well, it seems like you're saying that there's more than one. So I hope the one that's supposed to come forward comes forward.
Oh, he will.
No doubt about it. There's no question about it. I feel you're going to have your choice of three, and you will make the right choice. Absolutely. And we're going to have to go to break here, hon. Please be in touch. We miss you.
Yes, absolutely. I miss you too. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too, hon. Bye-bye, darling.
Okay, right, thank you.
Let's go to break, bye-bye. And we'll come back and do our
visualization. Yes.
All right.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, honey. And you also, my intuitive co-host, the Hubster Daryl.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to now do what is a very powerful visualization. The card that we are focusing on in the deck is going to be the Two of Hearts. You don't need to get it. But later, if you wish to replay this,
have it handy.
Yeah, you might want to start using the card.
Right. Okay, one thing before we start into it, too. If you're operating heavy equipment, driving, doing something dangerous, stop what you're doing, please.
Save this for later.
Or save it for later and come back and replay it out of the archives.
A tremendous amount in personal prophecy readings deals with positive action and manifesting using the law of attraction. That's one of the things I love about this method. And visualizations enable us to bring the potential perceived in readings closer to becoming reality within the framework of our lives. This is especially true through the Two of Hearts, the one card in the deck characterizing meaningful personal fulfillment on all levels, whether that's love, career, happiness, and success. It's all wrapped up into that card.
Right.
Now, this visualization is extremely simple, but it's so very powerful. And I urge everyone that is listening to please give this a try. I'm going to ask that you get comfortable, close your eyes if it's possible, and just relax. And I'm going to walk you through this. First of all, what do you wish for, dream of, hope for from the deepest part of your heart? Maybe it's a happy home and family, a terrific new job, a beautiful lasting marriage, better health, financial security, even just being able to finally feel at peace. Right now, visualize yourself there, in that place, in that setting. Feel it and experience it completely. Focusing now completely on this wish, this hope, or this dream, visualize yourself looking down at an oblong, multifaceted, shiny gold bar sitting at your feet. Reach down and pick it up with both hands. Now, visualize yourself pressing that gold bar to your chest. As you transfer the pure intensity of that wish, that dream, all you hope for, into that gold bar. Once you are literally holding what is most precious to your heart in that gold bar, draw in a slow, deep breath as you lift that bar with strong, determined arms up over your head into bright, bright sunlight. Visualize yourself looking up at that bar. See the countless energy-filled shafts of sunlight bouncing brilliantly off the faceted sides of it. Actually feel the bar glowing warm in your hands from the intense energy of that light. Now, envision yourself in that happy home and family, or going about that great job, the joy that is marriage. Whatever wish, hope, or dream you've put into that gold bar, envision it as if it was yours at that very moment. Mentally say to yourself, not, I hope this will happen for me, but instead, this will happen for me. Speak these words to yourself so clearly and with such faith and belief that all doubt disappears from your mind. In that instance, know from the deepest part of your heart that this wish, this hope, this dream is on its way to you. Feel it, believe it. Repeat this visualization daily. Watch then what happens as the future takes shape in your life over the course of the next 30 to 60 days. Results for others using this powerful visualization have been amazing, and they will be for you too. And I have used this constantly in my life and had nothing but wonderful things to reap as a result of it. So I hope you've enjoyed the personal empowerment that comes through the Two of Hearts. Now take a deep breath and open your eyes. What do you think?
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
It's an amazingly powerful visualization. And the thing I wanted to add that we spoke about during the break, if you can believe in magic, you're going to see magic.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to live a magical life. And like Grandma used to always say, this was her saying, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Believe in yourself. If you can only do it for 5 seconds at a time, believe in yourself.
Oh, I love that thing that you had reposted on Facebook about you spent half your life believing in Santa Claus.
Yeah. Spent approximately 8 years of your life believing in Santa Claus. Now believe in yourself for just 5 seconds. You can do it. You got it.
Do it. There you go. That one really resonates. It really does. Those of you out there who may be interested, please contact me at Deborah@psychicloveDoctor.com if you would like to receive my free mini course to see if you might enjoy dabbling with this method. It's a wonderful little taste. I've tried to keep it down as much as I can, as far as not being too complicated. I do, as the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy, I do also offer a credentialing course where if you feel inclined to become a professional practitioner, you will study under me. I will teach you the ropes in 3 distinct levels of my course, and I will credential you after taking a rather meaty little exam. And you will be able to go out there and you can hang out a shingle. You can be the life of every party you go to. And you can cause some miracles literally to happen in the lives of others. Also want to mention that the Psychic Love Doctor has an app. If you have an Android or an iPhone, please go to the app place, like Google Play.
Just go to your app store.
Yeah, go to your app store. It's completely free, called Psychic Love Doctor, and you can give yourself readings morning, noon, and night if you wish. And a lot of them are scary accurate. I even find it surprising me a lot of the time.
Yeah, I use it a lot
in your work.
And it's surprisingly accurate. Granted, it's only a one card reading at a time, but you can keep querying it back and going, you know, with what comes up. And really, really accurate. For the most part.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you think so.
Now, you'll find some mixed reviews on there. Some people love it, some people don't. But the ones that don't, they're just not...
They didn't get the answers they wanted.
Ah, there you go. That's where I was headed. You know, they just didn't get the answers they wanted.
This method will definitely not pump sunshine up your skirt. It will tell you the absolute literal, you know, insight that you are seeking. Also, if anybody's in the Hampton Roads area out there listening, I am available at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. You can give us a call and set up an appointment to come on in. Also, if you're not in the immediate area, I do also conduct email readings, and also I can Skype with you. We can do it over the phone. There are, thanks to technology, there are several avenues now that we can use. So I would like to invite all of you to please visit psychiclovedoctor.com and join us again next Friday.
Yes.
And let's all go to bed tonight saying a prayer for all those families out there that are missing their loved ones today with an ache in their heart. This is a day that will hopefully never be forgotten.
And never be repeated.
And never be repeated.
So, we've had a great show, guys. Enjoyed it so much. Come back, see us next Friday. Got anything you want to pass on?
I'd just like to say, thank you all so much. I just love hearing from you and connecting with you. Please keep sending feedback. We love it.
And we also love...
WBLQ. Yay.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.